Welcome to the Manager Matt podcast show. The show is designed to give you solutions to your day-to-day management and leadership problems. It's hosted by Matthew Haddock, a frontline manager and leader with over 25 years of experience. If you're ready, then let's get on with the show.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Manager Matt podcast show. This week, I want to examine the psychological impact of leading. Right, without any more delay, let's get on with this week's show. Welcome, welcome, welcome to this week's show. So, this week's show is the psychological impact of leading. Gosh, handsome Manager Matt got deep all of a sudden. Well, no. What I want to talk around is the idea of the pressures that managers get and the leaders get. The more I listen to people talking, the more that I consume information from the internet, and there is some great stuff out there. The more I speak to individuals who are leaders, the more that people email into the show and ask questions, the more this keeps coming up all the time around this idea of impact. How do we deal with it? How does the impact and how does the psychological pressure push onto us as leaders, and how do we deal with that? Now, I'm no expert on this, and I'll say that straight away. If you are seriously having psychological issues with your role or with your job, whatever you do, you don't have to be a leader for that, please seek help. Please ask for help. Please go out there and say to somebody, I'm really struggling. I need to talk to someone. If that's family, friends, colleagues, whoever, lots of companies do some great work now around mental health first aiders, and I've spoke about that on the show. There is a lot of help out there for men especially, as well as women, who might be going through a lot of pressure at the minute, and especially with the pressures away from work, with the constant pressure of social media, with the constant pressures of the squeeze on our finances, there seems to be more and more dread and depression in the world. And the more we consume, the more we feel that in us. So if you do get affected or you do need some help, please ask or email me. Don't mind. Email me and I'll speak to you any time of the day about those issues, because I really feel it's important that we do, as a community, as people, come together to look after each other. So saying that, what is the psychological impact of leadership from my perspective? Well, look, we all would love our ships of business to sail on a mill pond. You know, we'd love it to be smooth sailing day in, day out. But of course, that never happens. There's all sorts of reasons why. You know, there's the economy, which may change your product. There's policies that change. There's changing fashion that means whatever's been the biggest thing. I mean, imagine if you made fidget spinners. Now, remember fidget spinners, the little discs with bearings in them? I mean, if you made them for about 6 months, going back a few years, they'd have been the biggest thing selling. You'd have been on top of the world. But things change. And all of a sudden now you're probably stuck with boxes of the things you don't know what to do with. But you name it, things change. So we have to be aware that those changes are going to put pressure on us. And of course, in leadership positions, you're expected to deliver results. So you're going to get this driven down, this pressure is going to come down your way. And the biggest one that really hits you is the pressure that affects people in the business. You know, they're going to feel when stuff goes wrong. They're going to feel this. And you as a leader have to be playing lots of different roles. You're going to be a role, especially if the company's having trouble, a role of saying to people, look, we know there's issues, but we're working on it. This is what the plan is. You've got to be the communicating conduit to get that message out there of how things can change, what you need to do to get better. But of course, you can feel it yourself. I mean, unfortunately, I've had to, in my roles, close down businesses. That is part of the job, and that's a difficult one to do, the actual passing of the information. But you do it because you respect the people who work for you, you want them to be successful. But of course, that pressure's on you, because if the place is closing that you're a manager of, then you're going to be out of work as well. And there's not always some way, you know, there's not going to be some magic parachute to save you. So, you know, you've got to start looking for your own roles or your own future. And that is real pressure onto people. And people work for people. Whatever you think now with AI and robotics, and it's going to be changed, people are still going to work for people. People work better for good leaders. Not positional power, but work better for good leaders who are solid in what they do. So you can help. You can help that. But of course, be aware that the ripples that you put out will hit many people. And of course, if you're feeling that stress, then it's very hard to, you know, dust yourself up, put a smile on your face, keep going when it's hitting you. You've got to have that network away from work sometimes to do it. It's not just about following policies sometimes. You know, people need to know there's a human there. They don't need a letter. They don't need to go through a bullet point, you know, standard operating procedure. They just need to know that the person who is in pressure, or you, if you're under pressure, how do you get help? How do you do something about it? And leaders do get more pressure than others. Different pressures. I want to say more pressure sounds wrong. Different pressures. Everyone's got their own pressures. We don't know what's going on in other people's lives. We don't know what's happening. You know, the more I speak to people in different organisations and whilst I've worked, the amount of time you speak to someone and they'll have someone with a disability, or they're looking after an elder, or they've got a wife or a husband with a sickness, or something tragic has happened. They've lost someone so close to them. You know, those things can hit you. And they slowly build up when you do your training as a mental health first aider. You talk around a bucket that fills, and you've got vents to drain those things off. So you've got things that drain away the pressure. But as the bucket gets more and more filled, there's a point, if you don't watch it, that you will swamp the bucket. There'll be too much coming in, and that's when you have your problems. Same in leadership. You need to know when to delegate to the people. You need to know when you get your support around you. You need to know when you need a break. You need to know when you can walk away. And just have a change or a break, or make a positive effort not to be in the office 24/7, not to be on the phone, not to be on the email, actually taking those breaks, taking them times, letting your brain recharge. You know, there's lots going on with your teams. You know your teams. You know you've got to be able to read those teams and read the room. You know, you're a human and you're great at being a human. Yeah, you are. We're all great at being humans, and we're all good at seeing and feeling when things aren't right. So when you're a leader, you're going to read this big room, but also be aware that people will read you. I'm terrible. I really wear my heart on my sleeve, and I've tried to be different, but I just can't. It's just the way I am. People know when I'm not happy. They know when I'm not as bright and enthusiastic as I should be. They can tell because it's been bred into us. We had to know when we were old days and the tribes were together what was going well and what wasn't going well. We knew to know and react when people weren't great so you could put your arm around them. Same with a leader. Of course you need processes. Now, when I say about the fact that it's not to the letter, of course you need data. But don't let that data override that basic understanding of your team. Understand when their pressure points are, speak to them in their one-to-ones, understand their psychological pressures. I've said it to a number of people. I go, you're not yourself. I can tell you're not yourself. And I'll call out to them, you're not yourself. And I'm hopefully in a confident position. I go, you're not right. There's something going on. Come and chat to me. Or take some time. Just go for a walk. Have a bit of time. Go walk around car park, or take a bit of a lunch break. Drive up somewhere and just go somewhere different and then come back. You know, you can't just, they're not PCs. People are not computer systems. You can't just press Control Alt Delete and start again. You need to understand that those things will build up, and the way they feel will need time. So if you're under a lot of pressure and they're under a lot of pressure, you need to know when to relieve that pressure. Sometimes that's a bit of humour. Sometimes that's having a bit of a break. Sometimes that's just having a human moment with that person to understand the pressure that they might be under. What you say, you know, they say this is quite famous for quoting it. What you say and what you did, people forget. But how you made you feel, they'll remember. And that's important as a leader. Remember how you're making your team feel. Make sure that you're aware of them. But also make sure that you're okay in yourself. It's all right not to be all right. It's all right to say, I'm not myself. I need some help. Nothing wrong with that. Thankfully, things have changed massively from what it used to be. It's not a weakness to admit that you're under pressure. You just need to know a way of getting out of that pressure. Stress will happen. The right stress will be the good thing for you. The wrong stress, maybe not. But if you're getting the wrong stress and you're feeling overwhelmed, take some time, because there's an edge where you'll end up going over. The bucket will become full and you'll end up being flooded if you're not so careful. Okay, well, that's it for this week's show. It's not going to be a long one. It was just going to talk around that idea of psychological impact, because I think it's really important we all understand where we are. And even just listening to this might just make you feel that it's okay to be okay and it's okay not to be okay. But if you've got any questions or you just want to reach out to me, remember the email, managermattpodcast@gmail.com. Send me your thoughts on new and old topics and let's have a good chat about what you think leadership's about. Well, that's it for Manager Matt this week. Thanks for listening and goodbye.
Thank you so much for listening to this Manage a Map podcast. We hope you found it interesting, helpful and actionable. One last thing, please leave a quick review on iTunes or with your podcast provider, as it helps to spread the word of Manage a Map. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe to the podcast. And if you did like anything in particular, send an email to manageamappodcast@gmail.com or visit manageamat.co.uk for more content. Feedback is a gift, so let's keep giving. See you next week.